See, like, dating a therapist is one thing. Dating a dating coach is different.
Now, babe.
A male dating coach.
Are we covering the three pillars of communication right now?
Like, I'm
babe, going... Shut the fuck up. I went fucking losing my mind.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Welcome back, baby.
We're back.
We're back in New York from LA.
Yes.
We're back from Air One.
We're home from Air One.
Oh, mommy went to Air One.
You know what? Oh my God. You know what was so funny? I told my life coach today.
And it begins.
Yes. Well, no, I told
Welcome
her.
Welcome back, everyone.
I told her how, you know, I tried Air One for the first time because she's a very big Air One fan because her daughter lives in LA.
Pause. If you don't know what Air One is. It's a healthy grocery store. It's where the Kardashians grocery shop, wellness, $25 smoothies.
It's so expensive.
You name it. Continue.
Yeah, and it's like in LA, it's a whole thing.
Like $40 for a fucking apple.
Yeah,
okay.
So obviously my
love it.
Rich Upper East Side mommy life coach,
Andrea,
loves
shout out,
it
shout
there.
Out. Yeah.
Anyways, she said to me, you know, it was so telling of my character. She goes, when I told her we tried Air One for the first time, she goes, oh yeah, I saw that you posted on your story, like the $100 on smoothies. And she goes, and I know you treated everyone to it.
So Christina bought $100. She bought five
and
smoothies.
And I was like, yeah.
At
like,
Air One.
I was like,
so
well,
we could try
was,
all the different flavors.
I was like, well, technically it was G&T content because we did film that taste test, which I got to edit.
Which please edit it.
I know I will. Yesterday I was editing all my content for the Mondrian. So
I think I needed to airdrop some shit from your phone.
You could after
yeah,
this.
I'm going to need to airdrop.
Yeah, we did like a mini airdrop sesh.
It's never
like,
enough. I need yeah. another airdrop sesh.
But anyways, yeah, we took last week off because we were in LA. We were flying home on the day we were supposed to upload. It just like didn't work out.
Yeah, it was fabulous trip, you guys.
Yeah, we wanted to try and record out there, but we just
don't worry,
didn't.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
It was like a birthday like fun trip.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Next time we go back, I feel like it'll be more like laid back and we can have time
yeah,
to
we
like
can probably record.
Record.
Yeah.
And there were activities to do.
Right. Well, we're going to talk
yeah,
about everything.
Like, unpack yeah. the whole thing.
We're going to break down everything when we do housekeeping. But for now, toxic thing of the week.
Oh, yeah. Period.
Wow,
you're like reeling me in. I see what you did there.
Well, because I knew would have just like continued talking. I'm like, Lily, like it's going to come up later.
I had so
like,
much fun at Air One and I just want to talk about it.
Oh, no. Oh, we're going to talk about it because I also had so much
fun.
Okay,
period.
Yeah.
Toxic thing of the week.
Who's starting?
I'll just go ahead.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, Lily.
So Lily got called out. I got to be careful here. No. My toxic thing of the week is that I learned a lesson that it's not my first rodeo of this happening, actually. I have a tendency when I sit down to record this show, in my little pea brain, I'm like, I'm just talking to Christina. You know what I mean?
Period.
Like, never are my thoughts like,
I'm talking to
who's going to listen to this episode?
Tens of thousands of people.
Like, are hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people going to listen to this episode, see it on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just not, I'm just talking to Christina right now. So that's where my head's at when we record. So sometimes I forget that I haven't addressed things in real life with real people before I talk about them on the show. And this has happened before. And you know what? I said what I said. Like, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But I should probably discuss these things in person before on the show. Because sometimes people
listen. Well, I always just say, like, if you're going to talk about it on the show, just be prepared to talk about it. Yeah, own it in real life if it, like, comes up. Like, whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, something came up. Someone listened to the show. Blah, blah, blah.
Take a guess.
Whatever.
Lily's like, she's walking on thin water, so I'm not going to say anything.
So, yes, like treading carefully. And honestly, like, it's all over now, but partially my fault because I probably should have talked to this person before talking about them on the show. So lesson learned. I've done this before with exes and all sorts of people, but now I know to probably talk to the person first before blabbing my mouth. But you know what? I re-listened and I was like,
we use it. Yeah, you saw what you said. Also, we use aliases. We're not gonna just like,
no, I never
like
expose
anyone,
nor am I ever talking
here
about anyone like in the public eye that you guys might be able to like figure out. Like,
yeah.
I am talking about the most random, like just like mundane people in New York City that like you guys would never. So I'm never like trying to come for anyone when I talk about them on the show. But sometimes...
Sometimes we're girls and we just want to, like, talk.
Yeah, sometimes I just, like gossip on this show because I forget that it's a real show.
Yeah, there was this clip. I mean, it kind of relates to this, kind of not, where you were like, girls don't want, like, issues solved. They just want to talk about it.
Yes.
Just what we do on here. Like, we don't give a fuck about solving it, like, at least on the show.
No.
Maybe in real life, but on the show, we just talk.
Yeah, this is a gossip sesh. I also, like... Yeah. Have this new thing where I never really like rewatch our episodes or like listen to them because I'm just like, Jesus, like whatever I said, I don't even want to hear it. Yeah. Again.
Also,
like,
I am honestly, you don't even have to. I'm so fucking particular and I like get laser focused when I'm listening to the episodes.
Trust her editing with my life. So yeah. I'm like, and I'm also just like, I don't know. One day if I just, like, overthink it.
Sabotage you.
Yeah. No, perfect. Please do. Just like don't cut out someone's name in an episode. I'll just like die. No, but like sometimes I just don't want to re-listen because I like make myself cringe or I like overthink what I say, so it's better if I just don't like re-listen sometimes. But like I had to re-listen to that episode and I was like, oh, I do be going off on that show.
Yeah,
like, I do be talking my shit.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I have to re-listen to the episode in order to edit, but sometimes after it goes up, I'll re-listen depending on what episode it is. Like when we did the narcissism episode, I re-listened to that bitch 100 times because I knew my ex was going to hear it. In which I do confirmed everybody, I know for a fact that he did listen to it. I'm not going to say how, but I know.
Oh, yeah, he listened
to it. Lily knows. Yeah, he listened to it and I have proof in the pudding, but... Anyways.
One day I will share the full story, you guys, but I literally can't right now. I'm being watched. Like, I'm scared. No, I'm being scared. Watched.
I'm being monitored. Don't,
like, this show is for the girlies. Like, I am making this show for the girlies that, like, have Christina fan pages. Like, that's what I am doing it for. Like,
I'm doing this show for Corbina T.
No, but yeah. But yes, period. I'm not doing it for like East Village girlies to listen to my show. Like I'm not. I'm not just not here for the New York girlies listening to the show.
And if you are an East Village girlie, hey.
Wait, no, love you. But
love you.
No, it's people I know. I don't want
anyone
to know.
Wish I could
listening.
Mesh with you. Me and Lily had a whole discussion about this. God. I just simply
difficult
can't mesh.
In New York. The cool girls in New York, I'm just like, you guys, can we just stop playing this game?
Stop.
Stop.
I like, look lame. You're making me look lame. Stop.
I will say, though, going to LA for a while, like, David looked at me one day and goes, we are the coolest, like, dress people everywhere we go.
Wait.
And I was like, for once in my fucking life.
We never discussed.
I don't have a bitch with moto boots and pigtails coming for me in the corner. Like, holy shit. I'm free.
We don't have the girl with the knee-high socks.
Damn, I gotta get out of this sitting
skirt
board.
From Free People. Like,
<Get out! laughs> like, oh my God.
No, I was gonna say, like, end. I know we're talking about LA in a bit, but I just have to bring it up before I forget. Those people that were, like, leaving that event at our hotel that were all standing outside, did you see that girl that was wearing, like, the Doc Martens with the lace, like, knee socks?
Oh, yeah, she
and,
had
like,
a lot
all those
happening.
Pearls.
There was
this, and, like,
you guys, the fashion
I was like,
in
what
LA.
What is going on?
There's a lot going on. And, like, Hannah, our friend that lives there, was like,
fashion Nova
she was like,
on.
I don't know how to dress anymore. I don't have the East Village girlies telling me that maxi skirts are in. Like, I don't know what the fuck to wear. So she's like, I just walk around LA and some people are wearing this, some people are wearing that. It's like, but then in New York, if you go to, like, certain neighborhoods, all the girls are dressed the same. Like, Soho, it's like, get your little light wash jeans and your Air Force Ones. And then East Village is like, where's the knee-length skirt with the moto boot? Like, where is it? But, so LA made me feel like I was the most stylish person alive.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that.
Okay, what's your doxing thing of the week? Like,
aside from Lily getting called out and Lily, you know, being watched.
You guys, I got humbled. I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that I said that to, like, a lot of people. wish we could delete. It's streaming on all platforms. But lesson learned, I need to reel it in.
It is still streaming on all platforms.
Oh, thanks for the listen. We are looking to get sponsors shortly, so it means a lot.
It is now streaming on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Spotify, Apple Music. Just to clarify.
Just to clarify. Platforms.
Oh, also, I mean, this is so random. And probably nobody gives a fuck because I don't even know who listens to podcasts on this platform. But our podcast is on Stitcher.
The fuck is that?
Well, here's the thing. What the fuck is that? Guess what? It's what was that? Because I got an email from Stitcher yesterday that they're shutting down the whole platform.
Oh.
So now our podcast is no longer available on Stitcher because Stitcher is no longer available.
R.I.P. I just feel like no one was really using that.
I know.
So.
What is really cool is that you can now actually stream our full-length episodes on TikTok.
This is correct.
Certain GNT like clips that you guys go to, like the viral ones and stuff, it'll have like an option at the bottom. It says like listen to the podcast and you could click on it and stream it. Yeah, very slay. Very weird, very random, very but slay. It's a thing. Anyways, okay, so aside from Lily getting called out and love. You know, being under the radar, I'm going to talk my shit.
Oh fuck, now we're just gonna list another. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I so a lot of things happen. But, well, as for my toxic thing of the week, because one of the other things I guess kind of relates to LA, but because we do have a Mr. St. Pete update that we're going to get into.
Like, what do you mean we have a Mr. St. Pete update?
Why do we have a Mr. St. Pete update?
The guy she met on vacation one time, 2+ years ago.
People know.
I'll never get over it. And he still reaches out.
The amount of DMs that we got on Instagram when you posted, you're like, St. Pete is FaceTiming Christina, yeah. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
they met one time.
That's not my toxic confession. My toxic confession is about pig jeans. who else would it be? Okay, so I was a little crazy in Delulu when I got back from LA.
Yeah.
And
decisions were made.
Decisions were made. So my toxic thing of the week is basically that I confessed my feelings to pig jeans and like technically got rejected, but like,
not really. Not kinda. Yeah.
Really? So I don't know. It's like a little mishmash. Basically what happened was I decided one night I was feeling bold. I had a little bit of liquid courage and I was really just like, yeah, I think it was because like I was in LA and I kind of missed him and like, I don't know, but whatever. You guys know I've been crushing on big jeans. Which so funny when he like said like it kind of caught him off guard. In my head, I'm thinking, wouldn't have if you listened to the show.
Yeah.
This is no surprise.
I think for dudes, though, like what's not right in front of them is not like because he hadn't seen you in a week and a half. I think that's why he was caught off guard.
Yeah. Well, anyways, basically.
Because men are dumb. They need things to be right in front of them.
No, 100%.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I don't know why. Like, looking back at it, I really shouldn't have like just said anything because we just went back. Like, it's really stupid.
Maybe it wasn't our best choice.
It wasn't the best decision, but also it ended up just being so dumb because, okay, so basically we're like on FaceTime and I end up telling him that I like him and like selfishly, like, I don't want him seeing anybody else because I don't want to see anybody else. But at the same time too, I don't know why. I don't know. I guess it was just like a selfish thing in the moment that like, yeah, I kind of wanted them all to myself because realistically, and I said this to him like the next day on FaceTime, I don't want a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I can't have a boyfriend.
I think you
right
do.
Now.
She does like him though. And while we were away, he had a lot going on and like a lot of events.
Yeah. So we were kind of like,
and we were also kind of like, he's going to be around a lot of girls. Like, who knows what's really going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think it made you realize like you do care.
That I do really care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was that. So yeah, it was just like really stupid because I tell him that I like him and then like he takes like a day to process it basically because I like blab this on FaceTime and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go get off FaceTime. I hear from him the next day and he basically was just like, he basically was like, I don't think I like you in the same capacity that you like me. But then that's when I like specified to him that I don't want a boyfriend. He was like, oh, when you FaceTime me yesterday, you made it seem like you like wanted me to be your boyfriend. And I was like, no. No, not right now, at least. Yeah. Like, I have, like, a lot going on. I can't have a full-fledged relationship. Like, no. And I was, like, in my mind, I was, like, well, I might as well just tell him that I like him because I don't want a boyfriend. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want a girlfriend because he's so business-focused and so am I. So it's, like, kind of perfect.
Also,
like, that's what I was thinking.
It's just how you felt and you just said how you felt. That's why I'm, like, ultimately, I don't think you should regret the decision because it is just how you felt.
Yeah, it was just kind of whatever. I think it was it like, I don't regret it, but I think it was a little pointless.
To him, different than kind of like what you were meaning.
Yeah, what
you
I was like I mean? Hoping to get
to him,
out
it probably came off more intense than it really was. You were just like, oh, I just like you.
Yeah, I was like,
I
no, like,
I just like you.
Yeah, I just like you. Like, I don't know. So that was that. We like talked on FaceTime. Yeah, it was so stupid. Talked on FaceTime for like 2 hours and it just ended with like us being like, well, we're just going to continue what we've been doing. And like, we don't really know where this is going to go. Is it going to be like 6 months down the line? We're still hanging out and hooking up and we're going to fall madly in love with each other. Great. If not, then like, we're not going to not be friends. Like, if it ends, it just, like, ends, and we're just, like, homies.
Yeah.
Like, we also, and like, that's what we said to each other. Like, he was like, I don't do, like, ill will with people. And also, like, I don't know what the fuck would happen between me and you that, like,
no,
we would just never talk again. We're also so intertwined with friends. So it's, yeah, like, that's yeah, not yeah, going to, yeah, like, yeah. happen.
I don't see it ever, like, coming to that.
Yeah.
He's also a slow burn. Like, me and you said that, and he literally admitted it. Where he was too, like, yeah, he was like, it takes me a long time to, like, connect with people. And, like, I know even as a friend, he's like that. So, yeah. like, he's just a slow burn.
Yeah, so I'm like, whatever. Like, so it kind of just like ended on a good note. It was like, whatever, cool, we're homies.
I have something in my eye, don't mind me.
Perfect. In other news though, kind of adding on top of the toxic confession, I scheduled a date like
so with
hour.
That being said, a date has been made with another man,
with a different man. Now let me tell you,
because babe, we don't have time to be fucking yeah
I was like,
next.
I kind of got it all. Well, this is exactly what I told you, what I told
I'll be here,
Sima,
baby,
what I told
next.
Paige, where I was like, I'm gonna tell him that I like him, but also I don't like him that much where it's like I'm gonna like restrict myself and shit.
I'm like, gonna tell him I like him, but I really don't like him that much, so I'm gonna make another date. Actually,
well, that's what it was like totally. And I was, well, my whole thing was just like, I'm gonna tell him I like him and I'm just gonna like see what happens, and
I won't be crying over it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna cry over it, and I'm single and I can do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. So I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah.
So with this other date that I have coming up this week, so we'll have updates next week. This is once again me getting put in weird situations for dating. Like, Lily put me on a blind date once. I've gone on one dating time. Shows. Like, what have I not done? Anyways, yeah. So
multiple like, dating shows.
Multiple dating shows. I was just on Street Hearts last week, but they didn't upload it yet.
Coming
so
soon.
But anyways, so basically, like 2.5, maybe 3 months ago, it was literally like, I think the week of or the week after me and my ex broke up, this TikTok came up on my TikTok timeline, and it was this girl and this guy, and they were basically like advocating for their friend. They were like calling all girls in New York City, like, we have our friend who is like, you know, like looking like for love or whatever it was. Like, it was like a funny thing. They were basically just like making like a, like they were just like, what's the word? Like advocating for their friend or whatever, I guess. You know, and so they're like listing off like the stats. They're like, he's 6'4", he's studying to become a therapist, like getting his PhD, and there were like just so many. They were like, he's the nicest guy I know. Like, they end the video being like, yeah, and the reason why he's not here recording this with us is because he's at a summer camp volunteering, like to like at a summer camp for like kids with cancer, like volunteering or something, like very like pure like energy. So they were like, you know, like, we're taking applications, I'm sure his DMs will be filling up, so like submit yours, like whatever. So I like see the video, and I like just got out of a relationship, out of a terrible relationship too, let alone. So immediately I go into the DMs and I DM the girl. I go, sign me up. That's literally all I said. Left it at that. Forgot about it probably minutes later, like whatever. 2.5, 3 months goes by, whatever it's been. I don't even know how long it's been. So this is like, that happens like the first week of June, basically, because me and my ex broke up June 4th. So like that first or second week of June, whatever. So I'm at however many months it's been since then. Anyways, and then like right before I leave for LA, months later, I get a DM back from this girl. And she's like, hey, like, so sorry it took me like so long to get back to you. But, you know, he's interested. Can I have your phone number to give to him to set up a date? And I was like, this is a fucking joke. I was like, no fucking way. So I give her my number. She gives it to the guy. The guy texts me wanting to set up a date. I was like, I'm going to LA until Wednesday. But if you still want to go on a date when I get back, like, you know, you can hit me up then. He's like, sounds good. Friday rolls, like, Wednesday, we get back from LA. Friday comes around. Friday morning, I get a text from him asking, like, how's your LA trip? And then he was like, you know, I would love to take you on a date this week. You know, are you free on Wednesday night? I was like, yes, I am. Find out he lives like fairly close to me, but he's like, I'm going to come to Williamsburg for you anyways. And he's like, let's meet at this bar at 8 p.m. And I was like, sounds good. And he was like, great, see you there. So now going on a date with a 6'4" therapist.
Therapist.
Imagine that, a life coach and a therapist. I
can't even get your man to go to therapy, and she's got a man who's a therapist.
Who is a therapist.
Fuck.
But I think to myself, that's either such, like, a boyfriend is a therapist.
He's either going to gaslight the fuck out of everything you do.
Or he's going to be... No, I'd say incredible at communication.
Yes, I would say it's more likely to be like, you know.
I know.
There's probably very rare toxic therapists out there.
Yeah, but like that, like how that has to be like the final boss of gaslighting. A boyfriend or a husband who is a therapist.
Yeah.
Because like, what are you going to say? That they're wrong? And they're going to be like, no, I'm not. I'm a fucking doctor. Like, I know psychology.
Like, or it would be scary to date like a really good actor.
Like a, yeah.
Babe, are you lying? I'm panicking. Yeah. I don't know if you're lying. Like, you'd be really good at it. Like, I don't know.
Like, holy shit. You know who my, you know, no. You know who the final boss of dating is? Matthew Hussey. Do you know who he is? The dating coach?
Yeah, I know who he is.
See, like, dating a therapist is one thing. Dating a dating coach is different.
Now, babe.
A male dating coach.
Are we covering the three pillars of communication right now? Or are we...
Like, I'm
babe,
going...
shut the fuck up. I went fucking losing my mind.
I'm going to get my life coaching certification, like, in, like, dating and relationships and stuff. But you would catch me dead sitting down with my man being like, okay, so how does this make us feel?
No, Christina is going to be a dating and life coach, and her man's going to piss her off, and she's going to be like, bitch, what the fuck did you just do? Like, you're just going to, like, lose your mind.
Leave! I dare you! I dare you!
I fucking dare you! Get
nobody's going to believe you!
I'm in the hallway like, she is a life coach.
Yeah. She means everything she says. This is constructive criticism.
We don't always take the advice that we give.
That's why the life coach has a life coach.
Moving swiftly on, Mr. St. Pete did call
doctors
on my birthday.
Doctors need doctors. Life coaches need life coaches. Therapists need therapy. Like, all right, moving swiftly along.
And Mr. St. Pete does need to call on my birthday.
Are we going into the LA stuff first?
Whoops.
Did I put that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did put the LA recap before GT.
I said, whoops.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a little moving LA recap. Yeah, let's cover Mr. St. Pete first, I guess.
Well, okay, wait, I guess. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know. Well, you made the transition.
Yeah. I feel like other people reached out on my birthday because my old roommate, remember? But then someone else did. No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, someone we cannot say on the show.
I was going to say it.
No!
Well, I wasn't going to say exactly who, but okay. I was going to say, wait, are we thinking about the right person? I think we are.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm panicking because I can't.
Yeah.
What? Whose song is that? I wouldn't know their song. So if
okay, so it is that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So musician. Not.
It's not. It's not. Ex. It is not my holy ex-boyfriend. Fuck. It is not my ex-boyfriend.
But
like, get that.
We're getting
clear.
Warmer.
We're getting warmer.
Anyway, weird interactions while we were in LA.
Weird interaction. Yeah. Well,
sure.
It started
coming out of the woodwork.
It actually started with him, not Mr. St. Pete.
It did start with him.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, a certain
an old friend.
Let's call it an old friend. Yeah. I have no bad blood with this person, anyways. It was just kind of like random.
I kind of do. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, never mind.
Anyways, while we were out in LA, I got a DM from a guy that I haven't heard from in a while. It was very random, and I was like, what the fuck?
The fuck.
My he DM'd me and was like, oh my God, you're in LA. And I was like, yes, I am. He's like, this is the worst time for you to come. And I was like, yes, I know.
There was a hurricane on my birthday.
What? Hurricane Erwan.
We did call it Hurricane Erwan. And
it was actually
on my
Hurricane Hillary, but it's Hurricane Erwan to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's like, what are you doing in LA? I was like, hey, we're friends at work, whatever. And then he basically asked if I like wanted to like hang out or if I was doing anything fun to like, you know, let him know and like he would want to hang out. And I was like, yeah, sure, like whatever. But like we were busy anyways. And it was like, I just don't know if I want to be affiliated anymore with like that part
I'm gonna
of
go
my
with,
life.
No.
Like
yeah.
Nothing against him, no. But it's just like a chapter that I've
Miss
closed.
Miss moving up.
Yeah, like the chapter has closed.
The
like,
book is out the window.
Yeah, so that was that. But shout out to him, period.
Shout out to
like
you.
Moving along swiftly, the
Pete.
Same day.
Oh.
the same day.
Yes.
St. Pete reached out. This was weird.
And Workbay's in the room and he's like, who?
Who the fuck is Mr. St. Pete?
I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy. Yeah. And I'm like, now it's going to sound like it was a whole thing, but it wasn't. I don't even really know. So
if you guys are, I mean, I'm not going to go over it fully because most of you guys know. Yeah, most of you guys know Mr. St. Pete is, like Lily said before, Mr. St. Pete is this guy that we met on vacation like years ago that like I fell in love with.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. So he was like a big topic.
He makes fonts for a living. Like, I'm falling asleep talking about him. Like, we have
he sells fonts.
Oh, Jesus.
Get it right.
Not nearly talented enough to make them. He sells them. Sorry. No,
but
love you.
He, so love you.
I don't know. I'm panicking.
No, so he basically, yeah, so he was the topic of discussion about a year ago on Gin and Toxic because that was like when I like fell back under his little spell. Like, was I got like obsessed with him at this time. It was like before I started dating my narcissistic ex. Yes, all through text.
All through text. They met. Never. So
we met one time in St. Pete.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Lily's phone fell. Sorry. Anyways, yeah. So, but the whole thing, if you guys remember from like a year ago on the show, the reason that me and him, like, finally, like, I fully cut it off with him because he was just not giving me time of day. I tried to see this man when he was in New York so many times and he, like, basically, like, ghosted me or, like, bailed on me. And then, you know, I was, like, making all these plans that, like, I was literally going to just, like, go to Boston and stay with him. But then he was still giving me nothing. And eventually, I just gave it all up. I was like holy shit, I can't do this.
Yeah,
it was the effort is not there. I'm not tolerating this anymore. And like, I have a crush on him, so I was like, this has got to end. Like, I'm not tolerating this even for a guy that I like, because he doesn't like me back, clearly.
Yeah.
So then that was like the last time we talked, and then he's like, ever since then, like, we didn't really talk. And then like, he randomly recently would like, you know, like an Instagram story of mine or reply to something, and I would just kind of like it,
random,
like,
whatever,
like really random
and
stupid
he got thing. A girlfriend
and he got a girlfriend, big detail.
So skipping to the LA part,
yeah,
so he calls,
yeah, so me and Lily are like chilling in bed.
It's bedtime in the hotel.
Bedtime,
we're tucked in,
yeah. And I pick up my phone. Who's not calling me, FaceTiming me?
Yeah.
Mr. St. Pete.
I was like, what do you mean Mr. St. Pete's calling? Like, we're like in full panic mode.
Fuck.
But yeah. We obviously answer the phone.
Yeah. So we obviously answer.
He's obviously drunk.
Like, yeah. He's drunk. He's like on a work trip and he's like trying to talk to me. And I was like, listen, like, I got to go home with Lily and David. Bye. And like, hang up the phone. He proceeds to text me and be like, sorry if I annoyed you guys. I'm like, no, you didn't annoy me. I'm in a room with my best friend and her boyfriend, like, right next to me. Like, I'm not going to like, and let alone Workbay has no idea who the fuck this guy is.
Workbay was confused as ever.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not going to just like, you know, he doesn't get it. So like, I couldn't like, you know, But we proceed to text and he is like saying that like, I never hang out with him when he comes to New York or when I go to Boston. And I was like, that's bullshit. I was like, the last time you were in New York, you like basically ghosted me. There was a time after that too where I started talking to my now ex-boyfriend, and but St. Pete was in town. I basically told him that I didn't think it was a good idea for me to see him because I was like at the time like about to date, you know, my boyfriend at the time. And there was another time that like I offered to get breakfast with him when I was in Boston, but I was in Boston with like a different ex-boyfriend. But at that point, like, I didn't actually like, I wasn't like really crushing on St. Pete. We were like just kind of homies.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like we could do breakfast. And then he ended up bailing on me because he like drank too much the night before. And he was like, oh, but you could come to my apartment and chill here. And I'm like, I'm not going to your fucking fratty ass apartment in Boston.
Yeah.
When I'm in Boston with my boyfriend and his family. Like, what the fuck? Why would I do that?
Like, anyway, the whole thing's so weird. And like, so he's random, like saying, him to call you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just tell him whatever. And he's like saying all this stuff. And I basically told him, I was like, I texted something along the lines of like, you saying that I never hang out with you or like, you know, I don't come to Boston or whatever is absolute bullshit because I tried multiple times to make things work with you and you were giving me absolutely nothing. So I gave up. And then anyways, like,
also he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Also he has a girlfriend.
Why are you like, FaceTiming?
Oh my God. Like, I'm this close to reaching out to her.
Well, we were like, if he does it one more time.
One more straw. Yeah. She's getting a DM. I'm sorry.
You're getting a hey girly.
Yeah. You're getting the hey girly.
It's weird.
Yeah. But anyways,
my man was FaceTiming some girl that I did not know at that hour,
I don't fucking think so.
No, no.
Can you imagine? Like, weird behavior. Because if he's doing that with you, and it's like, it's not even like you guys are like doing anything like sexual, but like he's probably doing it to other girls. Like, what?
Yeah, don't. And that was like, you know, kind of opened my eyes too, that I was like, oh my
God. Both of his phone, ladies.
I had like this, like, right. I had this crush on this guy who in the end is proving to be kind of unloyal. Like,
completely unloyal and weird.
Yeah, but anyways, I wake up the next day to a missed phone call from him, a missed FaceTime call, and like a spur of like three text messages where it's like, so are you coming to Boston soon? And then I don't answer, and it's a sad face, and then I don't answer again, and he's like, ouch, beauty chicky.
Like, weird.
I'm like, are just you kidding me?
Drunk and weird.
Yeah, drunk and weird.
Be entertaining it.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I like woke up and I saw it, and I was like, oh,
girls, we don't support weird drunk behavior from men. Yeah. Like, we don't.
No, like, oh my God.
That was random, like, and weird of you, sir. Yeah. Please don't do it again.
Random and weird. Like, yeah, so
anyway.
That's
the only way to, like, describe it.
Yeah, so did I ever think we were going to have a St. Pete update? He goes,
Lily was mad.
Yeah, he thought that Lily was, like,
mad. Because I look at him, you were like, say hi, and I was like, why are you FaceTiming us right
what
now?
What are you doing?
Forgot about you.
Yeah, like, forgot.
You were season one, babe. Like, we're in season
two. Season one.
Yeah.
He was season one. He wasn't even spoken about in season two. Like, hello. Anyways.
Anyway, you guys.
So, yeah. So, that's LA. The same.
That
was,
we gave him way too much of, like, a moment there.
Yeah.
He really just had, like, a shining comeback.
Maybe
on this
he'll
show.
Listen. And if you're listening, behave.
Any hoozle. So, in LA, we surprised our friend Hannah, which...
Yes.
Yes. So, first, I went to Sacramento for a few days, met David's family, work bay, whatever. Was wonderful. Then we drove down to LA. On Friday, Christina flew in and met us. We dolled, whatever. Saturday morning, we get up, we get ready, and we go to brunch. Now, you guys know Hannah and Iman, probably, if you were here for season one.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of talked. We kind of talked about it.
Yeah, we basically like had like a little bit of like a falling out with them because of like some really like stupid shit that's like very irrelevant now. And then we ended up kind of like
that was
rekindling.
Like a year and a half ago, like April of like last
year. Exactly. And then like the following September, they decided to move back to LA, which is where they're from. And I met up with them at a bar like before they left, and like said bye and kind of like hashed things out like on behalf of me and Lily. And then a few months go by and then in February, Iman reached out to me and basically apologized in like a very nice way.
Sent me a novel. I was ugly crying. Perfect. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to reach out to Hannah because I knew she wouldn't reach out to me because I kind of was the one that like that was like, I'm done with you. So I reached out to Hannah. We FaceTimed, figured everything out. Like, honestly, we were already at that point, like over everything that had happened. Like, it was just such a relevant drama. Mm-hmm. We were just like, what are we doing? Like,
yeah,
we're just
exactly.
Like, why would we waste like such an amazing friendship? So we like rekindled, but we haven't seen each other in a long time. So I've been dying to go to LA in general. Love her. But I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Like, I've been talking to Hannah about going. And then I was like, wait, I'm going to plan this so that like Hannah has no clue we're coming. So we coordinated with Iman.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And then we get to the brunch. Iman or Christina sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And Hannah and Iman come in.
Yeah, they come out, and I was like, yeah, I first surprised her. I was like sitting at the table, and then when she walked up, I was like, oh my God, so weird seeing you here. And she like, she's like frozen. Yeah, she's like frozen. Then she was like, oh my God.
Has no idea we're in California. Like, thinks we're in New York. Yeah.
If you guys, we actually, I think you posted the video
on my TikTok.
On TikTok, and isn't it on the GNT account too?
It was on the stories.
No, I thought it.
Oh, you're right. It's in the photo dump.
Yeah, in the photo dump that
we posted
in
LA photo dump.
Yeah, you'll be able to see it there and on Lily's TikTok account.
Yes.
But yeah, no. So she was like so shocked. And then Lily came out.
Yeah.
After that.
And then they were like, we didn't really like plan it, but it was perfect. And then, you know, they had their moment and Christina just like lied and was like, yeah, I'm just here for work. I wish Lily could be here. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I wanted to see you while I was here. Hannah's thinking like they're just getting brunch. That's all that's happening.
Yeah.
But then they go to take a picture. Iman's taking a picture of them, and I like come around the side and I jump in and I'm like, can I get in for the picture? And Hannah's just like, no fucking way.
Yeah, like, she's just like, you guys loses. Are kidding me.
Yeah, she lost her mind, could not like understand. And then even after we sat down, she was like, wait, are we just getting brunch? Like, how long are you guys here for? And we were like, no, we're here for like 5 days with no plans. Like, exactly. We're here to hang out. And she was like, oh my fucking
God.
We
just want to hang.
Yeah, like, we were like, we're here for like almost a week just to hang, like whatever. She could not. Yeah, like, it was so overwhelming. But then we ended up, that day we just like went to the pool, whatever.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing, and then there was a hurricane.
Yeah.
But then we did like Universal.
I met David's like whole family.
Oh my God. Night. Christina came out for a beautiful Korean dinner with David's beautiful Korean family. It was gorge.
His sister is the girliest girl of the girly girls. Like, let me tell
Christina and Morgan's sister girled hard.
Oh, we.
She's a Swiftie. Girl. She's a girly.
Yeah. Iconic. The best. And then David's mom cracked me the fuck up because, like, I talked to her, like, a little bit here and there, and she was so nice.
Yeah, not that much.
And then we're back at his sister's apartment.
She loves the tea.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting down, and me and his sister are, like, talking about big jeans. And we're talking about big jeans. And out of, like, the corner of the room, like, the total opposite corner of the room where David's mom is, she just goes, can I see a picture of him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, David's mom lives for the tea.
It was so funny. Yeah.
It was so wholesome. I was like, Christina, what is happening? You're at, like, a dinner with work.
I'm like, I got invited to a work-based family dinner. It was kind of really wholesome.
Like, I was like, David, your fucking so-called best friends in New York haven't met your family, but Christina has. Like
what the hell? Yeah, it was really funny. It was iconic, though. They were so nice. But yeah, we did that. And then the next day, Hurricane Erwan happened.
Period. We went to the mall. Went to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Went to the mall.
It was my actual birthday. It was Sunday the 20th, and there was a hurricane. So it was cute. Yeah. We went to Earth Cafe for breakfast, which
we did.
Holy shit, worth the hype. That burrito changed me. I will be back.
So good.
Earth and is then really good. Monday, my birthday surprise was a trip to Universal, which was literally the iconic. Best day of my life because now they have a Super Mario World.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We walked around with the little headbands all day.
Yeah.
My headband is... She's not in arm's reach, but she's like right behind there.
Guys, it was, Universal is so much fucking fun. Like if you go to LA, it is worth the money.
Yeah.
It's such a fun.
Oh my God. And we got, the fast passes.
Yeah, well you need, okay.
You need the fast passes.
Otherwise, you literally will wait in line for half the day.
Yeah.
And it's actually worth it. Like you really do get to cut the whole line and then you get to go to Mario World with the
Express. When me and Workbay were like figuring out like what we were gonna do and like whatnot and getting the tickets, like the fast pass ones are like $100 more, but we were both like, nah, like you need the fast pass. And I told him too, because originally, so we ended up going on a Monday, but we were supposed to go on Sunday when the hurricane happened. But I was like, especially since we're going on a weekend, you really need the fast passes
because
it is
fuck.
Crazy.
And it's still good that we got it because it was crowded.
It was still really crowded, probably because everybody that was going to go on Sunday went on Monday. So, yeah, but oh my God.
It was so fun. Harry Potter World, you guys.
Iconic. I had two butterbeers.
Yeah, Christina did have two, which was like
two
iconic
butterbeers. I love butterbeer. Oh my God. And then what the fuck did we do the day after that? That was our last day. Oh, we went to the weed lounge.
Someone commented on our dump on the Gin and Toxic account and goes, okay, but did Lily end up sticking the Erwan smoothie up her ass or was it overhyped? When did I say that I was going to do that?
I think last publicly. Episode. Oh, I'm pretty sure last episode
you guys be listening. Stop listening to
me. Stick an Erwan smoothie up your hole.
Okay, well, I did say that.
You know what's funny, though, is I cut out the part where we said we were going to L.A. and it's literally so out of context of you being like, it was like we're talking about random shit and then out of nowhere you're like, I want to try one of those Erwan smoothies and just shove it up my asshole. But I had to cut out the part where it said we were going to L.A. because we didn't want Hannah hearing it.
Oh, so it just sounds like I want things in my ass.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And this is why you should re-listen to the episode.
Specifically the Hailey Bieber one, obviously. My God.
We tried all of them, though, and the Hailey Bieber one was not our favorite. It was the mango one.
Oh I went back.
Mango one. Yes.
And I went back.
Oh, that's what we did the next day. You guys went to the beach.
Oh, my God. I went to the beach.
Yes,
girls.
And I saw my manager, and it was all a good time.
Oh,
and
my God.
We went to the weed lounge that night, and we had pizza.
Christina did not participate in the THC activities, which was mildly disappointing, but we did get... absolutely stony baloney and we put Christina's we're in this weed lounge.
Oh
Christina's
my God.
Sober and like it's me, Hannah, and Workbay. And there's like it's like a little like loungy area with like a TV that you can like connect your phone to, whatever. And we put on Christina's old vlogs for Workbay to experience.
Guys.
Oh my God. You guys. First of all, I'm we sure like put 80% on, of you are like not, more OG fans.
I yeah. get the hype. I would have also been a fan.
But also, not only did we just
put David on, was like, this is really good.
Yeah, we didn't just put on any vlog. Okay. Oh, we put on
Corbina.
We put on Corbina to the max. You know, why don't we Today Show? Like,
so what I'm
freshman
getting,
year of college.
Because I used to realness. Love One Direction. I used to love One Direction. Okay, so girls, like if you were one of those fans, like I get the boy band moment. Yeah. I do. What I'm not understanding in hindsight is how we were attracted to the choreo, because including One Direction's choreo in like any when boy band, it's like
when David was like, are they the ones that went viral for the choreo?
I was like, yes, yeah. sir. Yes,
sir. That was my man.
But like, girlies, really, like, as we grow, as we learn, what were we attracted to? Like,
I don't know. I don't shit on it because it was the vibe.
No, it was the vibe at the time. It was the vibe
Coachella
at the time.
2016. Like, it was like.
She's never been more real than saying that.
I know.
Because it's like, you can look at your old Instagram and cringe, but it's like, no, I
was. This is the vibe at the time.
It was like, the vibe at the time.
That's like when I think about the era of the baby doll tops, the donut bun at the very top of your fucking head.
Yeah. I used to shave my legs for One Direction concerts. I just wanted to also share that. Oh, so nobody duh. Else feels alone.
Oh, yeah. You shave head to toe and you're like,
I shaved
barely
my pussy
legal.
For the Eras tour.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hannah made a TikTok and was like, how am I supposed to explain to my straight boyfriend that I just shaved my entire body for the Taylor Swift concert?
Yeah. I would have done this. I think I did. I actually think I did the same thing for Beyonce. I'm
like, what do you?
Pretty sure I showed up to Beyonce like fresh pussy. Like, you have to. Beyonce?
Yeah.
I'm not showing up.
Shave your balls for Beyonce. Like, what are you doing?
Shave the
good
balls.
God.
Like, Beyonce. I was like,
get in your like, crack. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, you guys. Anyway.
Like, anyways.
Why are we 43 minutes in talking about that?
I don't know. Was there anything else from
Holy
LA?
Shit.
Just Hurricane Irwin?
I don't know, you guys, but I'll be going back frequently. I had a great time and I'm just like, I love New York, so I have to live here, but I gotta get the fuck out of here as often as I can.
Also, quick shout out to the Mondrian Hotel in West Hollywood. They were super, super nice.
My
and
room
they
was
gave us free drink tickets. Yeah, I mean, that hotel is Gorgina George. Like, what could we say?
Gorgina George.
Gorgina George. Like, that was.
Period.
It. What was
no,
I saying
it really
the
was
other day?
Gorgelina.
Were you the one? I don't know if it was you or Paige or someone that I said that my first ever Webkinz name was Frogalina. And someone was like, oh, my God, Gorgina. Like, Gorgina.
Yes, it was me. You told me. And I was like, why is that the most cunt thing you've ever done? Like, you were literally ahead of the. Yeah, Frogalina. Ah, like, you were ahead.
Bring her back. Yeah, she was so cunty.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, you know what? Also, I didn't write on G&T that we're going to get into that. I just need to bring it up for, like, 2 seconds. You're going to kill me for this. Trump's cunty mugshot.
Why is he cunt in it? And then second of all, the hairpin is giving.
What?
Did you catch the hairpin in it? Giving.
No.
He's always got this little hairpin, very subtle. It keeps that shit in lock.
Oh my God, I didn't see that.
And his side shot, it's popping.
Oh my God. No, that like, it was like, ooh. And then also that audio is cracking me up that's going viral on TikTok right now, where it's like, so-and-so needs a personality transplant, but those are not yet available. Have you heard that?
I heard it like once.
It's, oh my God,
I didn't
dude.
Know it was like going viral.
It's going viral right now. And everyone's like, wow, why did he like, everybody like hates him. But why is this the cuntiest thing he's ever said? If
no,
you guys have
did.
No idea what we're talking about, please go look up Trump's mugshot.
Okay, if you haven't seen Trump's mugshot, you need to crawl out from under the rock.
It's an experience.
Please God.
Like,
check
go
the news, babe.
Look at it.
Download
it's incredible.
The news app.
Yeah, I just had to, what'd you say? Download the Citizen app.
The news app. If you haven't seen
that. Oh, the
that
news
mugshot,
app.
Like,
said download
come
the
on.
Citizen app. I was like, was it on Citizen?
I love when we just talk at the same time and everyone just has to like figure it out.
It's fine.
Choose who you want to listen to. It's very telling.
Choose We're not fighter. Judging you,
choose
but
your
pick
fighter.
Me. Like,
choose your fighter.
Yeah. Cute. Also, one more thing that I need to bring this up, and then we're gonna move into actual G&T. Are you seeing this trend? It's literally just being a ginger, but people are calling it cowboy copper or cowgirl copper hair. Are you
so,
seeing?
Quite
this?
Frankly, I'm sick of everyone copying me. Kendall Dude. Jenner was my first, like my last straw.
There is, dude.
I know I Kendall saw my TikTok and then she went and dyed her hair red. It's fine, Kendall. No. I get it. I would want to be
I
me too.
I am seeing girls on TikTok being like, seeing how I would look with cowgirl or copper cowgirl hair or something, and it's literally just ginger hair.
It's like, mama,
that's like people redhead. That are like blueberry milk nails. Enough. GNT. And we're gonna kind of go through this,
please God.
Yeah,
so Addison Rae, best thighs in the universe.
Yes, GNT. Addison Rae released her EP. It's just titled AR.
I go, Addison Rae, best thighs in the world. Yes.
Best thighs.
I mean, she released her first EP called...
Never forget when I met Addison Rae and I said, my co-host loves your thighs in the most not weird way possible. She was like crying laughing. And she was like, oh my God, thank you.
I think about them daily. And it's like... Guys, I'm getting in my wellness era. We'll tap into that next episode maybe, but like it's happening. And like, I want to just tape a picture of Addison Rae's thighs. Oh, I just don't like want my man to be looking at them. Like, I want to look at them. You know what I mean? Just for motivation.
Put them on your mirror, but put like another piece of paper on top of it so only you could just like flip it up in the morning.
Just be like, yes.
Like, oh my God.
God, I'm going to go do my squats.
Nothing, babe. Nothing. Anyways, though, but yeah, she released an EP. There's a track on it with Charli XCX.
Daffa,
who is another pop, little queen.
Daffa. Right. I'm just doing a quick cover.
My legs.
They've been requesting.
This sex. Daffa.
Check out my TikTok where me and Christina do our unplanned.
Weirdly in sync.
Choreo.
Yeah. So check
your,
that out.
Your new choreo queens.
Yeah. Yeah, the next, this is kind of like the bigger thing for GNT, I feel like. The Scooter Braun drama. You need to
break it down for the real one.
Break it down because I actually have no idea what's going on. No
so
idea.
So it, like, no one really knows exactly like what happened, but there are some pretty clear clues here. So,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Scooter Braun, cheated on his wife, correct? Yes. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Who was his wife?
Yale, this fucking hot, I don't know. I don't think she was famous. Oh, I go, this fucking hot woman. I don't know.
This hot non-famous woman. Honestly, yeah. I kind of love that.
Love that for her so much. But so basically, Scooter Braun, we know him now more than ever because of what happened with Taylor Swift. But, you know, forever he's been Justin Bieber's manager. That was his first big client. Kanye West and Ariana Grande, Madison Beer, few others, but like,
yeah,
those
a
are
a lot of big clients.
Those are his biggest clients that he's had, like, that have been signed to him now for like 10 years. Demi Lovato's newer, blah, blah, blah. So Scooter Braun's a music manager, music owner, whatever. When all that stuff with Taylor Swift happened, a lot of people now like hate him. And a lot of things have just come out about him since that. His wife was very loyal to him and did a whole post about Taylor and like stood by him. It was embarrassing. It's embarrassing to like watch another woman, like
the woman that he cheated on.
No. So Scooter Braun's wife, Yale, this was before he got caught cheating.
He did cheat on
yes.
her.
Yes. So Menace this is it. Why you don't stand by a man when he's, you know, when it's
ever
a situation with another
don't
woman.
Stand by a man.
Yale did a whole post about Taylor Swift and like how she was like, you know, standing by her husband, like whatever. And then like the next year, it comes out that he cheated on his wife. Then,
as men do.
They're divorced now. Yes, they're divorced now. They have a few kids, like whatever. It was a mess. It was just so embarrassing for her because she had just like really stuck her neck out and like stood by him in a time where everyone hated him and was on Taylor's side, whatever. Then Taylor Swift drops the song Vigilante Shit, which says, reported your white collar crimes to the FBI. Who do you think I got the envelope from? Talking about. She like references his wife. It's very clear that the song is about how Taylor and Yale after.
Which is so weird because for some reason I remember hearing or thinking that that was about Kim and Kanye.
Some people think it's about Kim and Kanye, but still having to do with Kanye and Scooter and some. The song is about Scooter Braun.
Multiple interpretations.
Because Scooter Braun managed Kanye at the time all that stuff happened too. So whatever. But there's a few different interpretations of it. But nonetheless,
the most likely one is
the lyrics do lead to Scooter Braun has been doing some illegal shit, whether it's tax fraud and some kind of fraud. I don't know. You know, when you have $1 billion, like there's all sorts of illegal shit you can do financially. So it could have been anything. But that is what I'm thinking happened these past 2 weeks. So the past 2 weeks of Scooter Braun, Ariana Grande dropped him. Justin Bieber dropped him. Demi Lovato dropped him. Every single one of his clients.
Demi Lovato was with him?
Yes, but only as of like last year.
Oh, okay.
But
I was gonna say, that's like random.
Yeah, Demi Lovato went out of her way to make a statement though, saying like, I fully support Taylor Swift. which was really dope of her. And that's when Ariana Grande started to lose me, when, you know, whatever. But all his clients dropped him. No one really knows why yet, but it literally has to be that he did something illegal. He's caught up in some bad situation, because those people, Ariana and Justin especially, have been loyal to that man through everything. I mean, Ariana risked her reputation and didn't speak about the Taylor thing.
And he literally, like, he discovered Justin Bieber, too.
Justin Bieber, And but he's done a lot of things with Ariana that I have not agreed with. He has pushed her really hard to, like, share personal things. He made her put the song Ghosting on Thank You Next. I don't know if you know that song, but it's, like,
I've heard of it
so about Mac dying, and it's like, I don't know, she refuses to perform it. Like, she refuses to, like, ever acknowledge that song. Wow. But she literally said that Scooter pushed me to put it on because he knew that the fans would, like, it's like he knew that the tabloids would love that song because about, he just is a bad manager, whatever. So yeah, they all dropped him, and I think it has to do with something, like, fraudulent, because, like, it can't be anything personal. All of them dropped him the same week. It had to be some sus things, but it's funny because song Karma is about Scooter Braun. And now everyone's like, period.
So nobody knows what it is yet.
No, nobody knows what it is yet, but I'm assuming it will come out because it has to be some illegal shit that he'll probably go to court for or something. Yeah. But
well, iconic. Shit.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? He is, like, an interesting character. Mm-hmm. And the whole, like, Ariana Grande thing right now, you guys, what the fuck? Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh my God. Wait, what? I don't know.
I know she's, like, posting as normal. Didn't she, like, release a new fragrance? The, like, 10th anniversary. But it's funny because she never posts.
Like, Ariana's been, like, MIA. When she doesn't put out an album, she's, like, pretty much MIA off of socials. Kind of like Taylor. Like,
yeah.
Like, really whatever, stays private, whatever, especially with her new husband and everything. But then they got divorced and that whole thing happened where she was a homewrecker. And she's been posting more than she ever had. Like, as I've been a fan of her forever. And, like, I can just see that this is so out of the ordinary for her. I'm like, girl, you are forcing it bad. Yeah. Like, just pushing products and, like, nonstop. Just dropped a new foundation, which is a huge product for a makeup company. I'm like, weird timing. This is all weird.
Have you tried her makeup line? I've heard, like...
No, I've heard mixed reviews, though. Like, yeah. I heard the, you know, concealer's really good. You know, mixed reviews. I just feel like there's just too much makeup in general. So I'm, like,
too picky. Much celebrity-owned makeup line.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
You know what? I am waiting to come to the States that I want to try so fucking badly. Margot Robbie's gin. Papa Salt.
It's not in the States.
It's not in the States. And I originally wanted to go get a bottle of it to, like, have, like, while we, like, record and everything. And then I was looking up, like, what places I could get it at. Everywhere it's available. I think it's actually only available in Australia right now. She's Australian.
Yeah, she's Australian.
I'm pretty sure it's only available in Australia right now. I think they're making it available in the States. Like, and whatnot. But I'm like, when? I would like to have it now. I want to be
random of her, but love.
I know. I want to be on the beach.
I feel like it's
with
fine.
A little glass of gin on the rocks with a dash of lime.
As a celeb, like, it just has, as long as it, like, makes sense to you, like, I feel like it's fine. But then some of them, I'm like, what?
Well, some of them,
like,
are
Kendall
so
Jenner with 818. What?
Yeah.
Like,
super random. There's, like, a few others that are just, like,
there's just some people you think of, like, as alcohol, maybe, like, someone who, like, is known for being a party animal.
Yeah,
not like Margot Robbie. Like, even though, like, I'm obsessed.
I don't want to bring this company up, but I'm going to for the purpose of this. One alcohol that made so much sense is Pink Whitney with Barstool.
Oh yeah,
so much sense.
Pink Whitney is owned by Barstool.
Yeah, they were the ones that put that out. You didn't know that? Pink Whitney. Yeah, Pink Whitney vodka was created by Barstool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't drink that.
Yeah, we don't drink it anymore. But that is the drink of the college kid. Like, we all either, like, downed Pink Whitney in our college days. Like, that's what I, like, blacked out on my 21st
birthday.
Yeah,
that's what I just, like, yeah,
you know,
most
that
people did.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah, yeah, of course it does. And, like, some other celebrities that have alcohol brands, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, he's a whiskey guy, like, that makes sense. But, like, other, and, like, makeup brands too, like, sometimes it makes sense, sometimes I'm like, what? Like, Lady Gaga kind of makes sense to me, like, having a makeup
brand.
Yeah,
I can see Lady Gaga,
you know, like, certain people I'm like, okay,
yeah.
But then some I'm like, what? I don't know.
Ariana Grande and Hailey Bieber, in my opinion, don't make sense.
Hailey Bieber.
Well, Hailey Bieber is like skincare.
Yeah, it? But like in it.
But still.
Oh, God. The whole, whatever. Like, next.
Kylie Jenner makeup line makes sense.
Honestly,
Kylie Jenner's skin.
Especially because I will. Yes. And especially because I will say Kylie Jenner did do it before most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Kylie before Jenner. Lip, you know what's so funny is I. Oh, quick announcement before we get into everything.
How are we going to do a full episode?
I don't know.
Is this. Okay.
Do we yeah. just keep it as an updates episode?
Yeah, maybe we do an up. Sorry, guys. Like,
okay, so let's do this episode. We have to record again this week for next week. So why don't we do this episode next mm-hmm. week?
Yeah,
and we'll give you guys a teaser. Next week we're gonna be doing an episode all about navigating your 20s. I actually look at the note when we finish recording because I feel like it was very well thought.
I love the idea.
You'll really, yeah. It's a lot. We're talking career, love, friendships, just general life, like just navigating. So we'll talk about it next week. We'll keep this week as a little updates one. Sorry to disappoint, but also we had so many fun updates in this episode. I feel like it's good.
We really did.
But
I haven't even tapped into my wellness era.
I know
what that really update would be. But
I wanted to say super random, but okay, so. Obviously, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, you're on the Jenna Toxic channel, which used to formerly be the Beauty Chicky channel. And we made that switch because like I stopped uploading on Beauty Chicky, but, you know, obviously don't want to let the channel go to waste. And I want, you know, Beauty Chicky viewers to be able to see
live
Jenna
on.
Toxic content. Oh, yeah. Like
I meant the Beauty Chicky content.
Oh, no. But we're getting into that. Oh, yeah.
Period.
Live on Beauty Chicky. Like, so, but the job thing is that, right. So when we made the channel, like, transition and everything, obviously I privated all old Beauty Chicky videos.
Mistakes
only Jenna right, so only Jenna Toxic videos would be on this channel. I guess because I was part of that like OG YouTuber era, that a lot of my, I was like in the era of like the Michelle Fons, Bethany Modas, like My Life as Eva, like, you know, all that, I guess, which is like wild to say.
I know, it's iconic.
Really weird to say.
Yeah.
But
makes it like ages you to say that.
I know.
Ew.
Like what the fuck? But like honestly though, I'd rather be part of that era than some of these other
ones. Whatever the fuck
so
is going on right
whenever
now.
Whenever I tell people I am part of the, I am a OG veteran YouTuber, like I am proud. Ugh. But anyways, I didn't realize, but I guess a lot of those videos that I put out, you know, so many of you grew up on this, you know, on you, if you're watching on YouTube, a lot of you guys grew up with me on, you know, the YouTube platform. And so when I privated the videos, so many people were like, where are those videos? They were my comfort videos, blah, 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 like all this stuff. So I guess I didn't realize the impact that my old videos had on people until they were gone. You know, you appreciate something more when it's gone or whatever. You don't know what you have until it's gone. Like,
right.
You know, so, and then it really clicked for me, because I like saw those DMs from you guys and I took them into consideration and whatnot, but what really clicked for me is when we were at the fucking weed lounge in LA and we queue up one of my old vlogs on Chicky Vlogs, because those are the only ones that are up, and I start watching it and I'm like, I kind of get it. Like, I get the nostalgia. I get why these are people's comfort videos. I'm going to bring them back. So the videos are not on public on this YouTube channel. Once again, this is for the people that are watching YouTube. They're not on public. They're on unlisted. Because what I did is, if you go on our channel, you go to playlists. There is now a playlist. It's called the Beauty Chicky Vault. And it has every single old
vault.
Yes,
not
I called
Taylor
it,
Swift.
Like, I called it the Beauty Chicky Vault.
Iconic.
Christina's version. Right. Christina's version. it's that, imagine I say that.
That'd be so
funny.
I'm
going to title it Beauty Chicky Vault in parentheses Christina's
That's
version.
Cute.
That'd be funny.
It's so cute.
But yeah, so all old Beauty Chicky videos are in that playlist. They are
Thank
playable.
God.
Yeah, you can't find them by just like searching for them like on the YouTube platform, but they are in that playlist. So if you go to the Gin and Toxic YouTube channel,
put this
you
on
go
your
to our playlist.
Too.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make
I'm like
a whole thing.
Help the people, Christina.
I still do want to post, you know that video that I told you that I wanted to post a while ago publicly on the Jenna Toxic channel called like, hi, it's me, Beauty Chicky.
Yeah.
And like
yes.
talk about
yeah,
I still
yeah,
want
yeah,
to
yeah.
do that.
You gotta do that.
So I'll do that and I'll mention it in that too. But yeah, so for those of you that miss the old Beauty Chicky videos, they are up now. Go to the Jenna Toxic YouTube channel. Go to our playlist. It's in there. And you should be able to navigate through it and find all of the old Beauty Chicky videos. And they should be in the order that they were, like, just, you know, in the date that they were, like,
Slay.
Published.
So,
thank yeah,
God.
So there's the update. Beauty Chicky is back.
And I'll be starting a YouTube channel. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we just heard, we said we were going to upload like stupid ass little vlogs.
I've been vlogging. Ryan came in my room today and was like, I'm obsessed with the TikToks. I was like, so I'm in my vlogger era. I got 900 views. No big deal.
I was thinking about not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Tuesday. Wednesday, when I go on a date with that guy, I was going to stitch the video of his friends being like, come with me. Like, I mean, if it's friends being like, calling all New York City
girls. Did that video go really viral?
It went viral amongst like New York City women. Okay. But I was thinking of stitching it and then be like, get ready with me to go on a date with that guy. Yeah.
Wait, do that. Do a little bit. And then like, if he's down.
Yes. Get, include. Like, oh, I already. Yeah. So we'll see. He seems like a very low-key guy, because obviously before I'm going on a date with him, I needed to attempt to stalk the shit out of this guy. Zero posts on Instagram, is on private. No Twitter, no TikTok. Found a private Facebook page that looks like he hasn't been on it since like high school. Like, the only things you could find on the internet about, I found his LinkedIn, but you can't even see the profile picture, but I know it's him because it says his college and his profession. This guy is off private? The grid.
The LinkedIn's private?
No, the LinkedIn is public, but photo is like, there's no photo or whatever. Like, you have to like connect with him, I guess, in order to see the photo, whatever. But yeah, he's off the grid, baby. The girl, when she DM'd me asking for my number to give to him, I gave her my number, and then I was like, also, does he have an Instagram? She goes, yes, he does. Gives me an Instagram. She goes, but he doesn't post at all, which is a ... green flag.
That's hilarious.
I go, I love an off the grid man. Like, I love that. Well, the 6 foot four.
I just went off script with Christina because I was like, I love an off the grid man. And then I was like, wait a minute. But my man won't post me and I'm fucking pissed. Yeah. So it's like, there's this fine line of like, he has to post.
Get into it.
But he also should never post. It's like, which one do we want, girls? Yeah. Like, we have to pick. Like,
period. All right, guys, let's get into gin and tips. Okay, so I told Lily there's two options for gin and tips. Maybe we'll do one this week and we'll do the other one the next week. So it's kind of more like just like a take on both. I feel like they're not like super in-depth ones, but they're like kind of relatable and good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one is about, I'll give you the cliff notes of both and you tell me which one. Okay. I'm going to be very vague though. One is about, a girl questioning her boyfriend's loyalty because she saw something pop up on his phone. And then the other one is about a girl who, is debating on basically hitting up her crush, who also admitted that he was crushing on her, to like set something up, sort of thing.
Do the phone one.
Okay. I knew it.
I love going through a man's phone. No, I'm kidding.
So, well, okay.
It has to be done, ladies.
So she goes. I think that's like the third time you said that, in the second or third time.
I just want to run it home. Like, you have to do it once. And then never again, but like, just do it once.
I knew my boyfriend was unloyal.
Yeah.
I knew it. And I was like, I'm not going to go through his phone because I'm still going to trust him.
So delulu.
Delusional.
Even if you think you are dating the golden retriever of the year, I'm telling you, 3 months in, go through one time. If you find nothing, perfect. Never do it again.
I just want to know what girl he's living with now.
Just know. Just double fucking check. Okay?
Double check.
You could be saving yourself a world of pain.
Never forget when my ex told me that he'd rather die than me look through his phone, and for some reason that wasn't the red flag to break up with him.
I don't know what advice you thought you were gonna get from the show, but it's go through your boyfriend's phone. Like, I don't know what
go
to tell
through
you
his phone,
because you're gonna find something. Sorry.
Anyways,
I'm sorry.
Okay, so she goes, she didn't go through his phone, but you'll see.
Okay,
so me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 years. We are from Spain, she throws
in. Oh, cuties.
We are very cute.
Hi, Spain.
Spain.
Oh,
what's
God.
Up? That's cool. We have always been so... Oh, he has always been so nice with me, and we hang out frequently, and he loves spending time with me. The thing
is... I hope so.
She goes, this morning, we were in a travel agency because we're going to London in September. We were waiting for our turn. He was sitting in a chair, and I was next to him. He was on his phone talking to someone, and I look over to see, and it was a girl. And I know he has girlfriends, and I'm okay with it because I think men Because I think men with no girlfriends is a red flag. Yeah, if he only has bros. Ew. If he has too many girlfriends, but if he only has bros, it's like, why don't you have women in your life? Yeah. Questionable.
100%.
So I like that this girl said this.
100%.
But yeah, anyways, she said, I think men with no girlfriends is a red flag. So like, I'm okay with him having girlfriends. She goes, the problem is I thought that I saw the girl text him te quiero, which means I love you.
Yeah.
Because I remember me and NYU Big Dick used to be like, te quiero mucho.
Yeah.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. So she read that and I was like, oh my God. Aw. Anyways, she goes, I thought that I saw the girl text him te quiero, but I could be wrong because my contacts get dry and I can't see shit. So I couldn't read anything from the conversation and there were no hearts or any emojis. That could be weird. I feel like I should trust him since he never gave me any reason not to. I don't think he's cheating because we are better than ever and he treats me so well. But I don't know. Should I go through his phone or should I calm down and trust him? Also, he was not hiding his phone. He wasn't hiding his phone. It was obvious that I could see the conversation if I wanted to. And he has no problem with me seeing his phone.
Okay. I mean, personally, I wouldn't go through his phone right away. I would be keeping my eyes peeled.
I would. Yeah.
Or girls, if you've been dating for 4 years, mama, I don't care if you've been dating for 2 months. Just straight up ask him.
Ask him.
Who is that?
That's literally what my answer was going to be. And you don't even have to say
it in like a crazy way. Like, yeah.
I don't think this is a matter for going through the phone. Also, like we're just making so many jokes. Like, go through
his phone. No, I'm only saying to go through his phone if you like girls. When you know, you know.
Yeah. But also, if he is like, if you ask to go through the phone or you ask to show, like for example, my ex, like when I was like sketchy about him, I asked him if he can open up his conversations and like if we could like go through it like together. Or if he could like show me something. And he was being really fucking weird and sketchy.
Yeah.
So like, if you ask him outright and then he's being weird and
that's
sketchy.
What me and Workbay do. He'll be like, show me, like, he doesn't go through my phone. He'll be like, could you show me your messages with blank?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would way prefer that because then if there is something to hide, then we have to face it right then and there together. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, whatever. But yeah, so I wouldn't go through the phone. He's not giving, at least from what we've read, he's not really giving any red flags that
if he was doing it right in front of you too, the odds.
Exactly. Unless he like really doesn't care about the relationship, but I doubt that if you've been together for 4 years. You should be able to just ask him outright, hey, I thought I saw this.
But if it's a girl, I would just pay attention though when he's texting her. Because if it's a girl you don't know, I would maybe be like, who is that? Or I would be like a little confused. Like I pretty much at this point, especially 4 years in.
4 years in,
I'm a year and a half in. I pretty much know all the people that would be texting Workbay.
Yeah.
There might be one random girl from his hometown here and there hitting him up about something.
Yeah, but the odds of them saying I love you is are like,
just feel like you should probably know who this girl is.
Yeah.
If they're like texting. So just keep an eye out.
Yeah. I would say though, just like straight up like at the beginning. Keep an eye out, but like just be like,
yeah.
I thought I saw you texting this girl. I thought I saw that, you know, you said this or whatever. Who is she? Right. And what was the context in the messages?
Yeah, you should have asked right then and there. If you feel like now it's too late, keep an eye out if you see him like texting her again. That's a good time to say
that. You know what this kind of reminds me of? I don't know if you remember this. When I was like, this is about most recent ex narcissist guy. We were in Spain together, ironically enough, because that girl's from Spain. We were in Spain together and we were at a basketball game. And it was at the time, well, I mean, I didn't trust him at all throughout the entire relationship, but it was at a time where it was particularly bad. And I look over at his phone during the basketball game, and I thought that his friend texted him and said, don't tell her. So immediately my radar is going off, and I'm like, don't tell me what? Because also my boyfriend was in Europe for like a week and a half without me first, and he was going out to like clubs in Barcelona and all this shit. So when I saw this friend text him and I thought that it said don't tell her, I started panicking and I tried to keep it in. But then like a day later I went to him and I was like, listen, like I hate to be this person.
I brought things up that happened 6 months ago and I'm like,
yeah,
I just need to know.
But I was just like, listen, like I looked over your phone at the basketball game. I saw that I think your friend said something along the lines of like, don't tell her, like whatever. And it really concerned me. What was that about? And he was like so confused. And it this is so pathetic. He did open up his phone and go into, it was like a group chat of like guys. And he goes into the group chat And he goes to the messages and it's his friend making a joke. His friend made a joke and then another friend said, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Like the J. Cole lyric. Yeah. It was a J. Cole lyric.
And she thought it said, don't tell her.
And I thought it said, don't tell her.
It's
and
I was the like, ones that I ask about.
Yeah. No, I know. And then it, because I have asked him so many times about things that ended up being nothing. Stupid and dumb and my same, like thing was Christina. Off. And then it's, how are you keeping all the other shit in the
room? Same, Christina. I know.
I'm still
I always baffled. Choose, I, and I always have like worried about the wrong girls.
Yeah.
And it's so, because you can be the most intuitive, oh, like smart God. Girl ever. Yeah. But like, you know, men are just good at hiding things sometimes. Like, yeah. I've always you thought
know
what, it was.
Though, you know, one of the things that me and Simo were talking about was we were just like he was like laying it on her like thick with like, I want to be your boyfriend, like out of nowhere all of a sudden. And she was like, I never want him to be my boyfriend anyways. But if he was my boyfriend and we were dating for a while, did he not think that I would find out
mm-hmm.
that he was lying about your guys's like entire relationship and how it all played out and just about his life in general?
Yeah, like
I would've... kid told me he was living in Tribeca in this like 7K a month apartment. You think I'm gonna get into a serious committed relationship with you and then I'm gonna not find that out that you've been lying?
Yeah, like what?
Are you stupid?
You think like... I'm gonna date someone where I haven't even been to your apartment before?
Yeah, oh, because no. The balcony is getting repaired.
No. Bullshit.
It's not even a fucking balcony in the bullshit. Apartment. Bullshit. Anyways, and that was like a little ending rant. Love but yeah, that. To this girl, you guys have been dating for 4 years. You should just have good communication. Him. Ask him.
Yeah.
Ask him. All right. That's all we got for you today.
Bye.
Obviously, this is more of just like a chit chat. So okay, well, we're wrapping up anyways.
I know.
But make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. But I've been thinking about this. Do we now say follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and X?
No, Twitter, please. Thank you.
It's Twitter.
Ew, I like can't. I hate that it's X.
Thank you very much. Also, we did start gaining a few followers on Twitch.
Did we?
Yeah. That like literally like three people from the last episode found our Twitch page. It is Gin Toxic Podcast. We really want to do some Animal Crossing streams, so maybe you can go follow us on there too. But anyways, you can find our personal social medias linked below, and we will see you in
bye.
The next episode that actually has a topic.
Love you.
Illy, bye.
That actually has a topic.
That actually has
a topic.
Yeah,
we go, wait, should it be a catch-up? Yeah.